Ivas. One day after President Trump's longtime personal attorney was sentenced for crimes, including ones he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying any role. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media, Inc., publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. The Trump administration on Thursday announced a sharp refocus of its Africa strategy to counter China and Russia's efforts there. National Security Advisor John Bolton explains why change is needed.
The predatory practices pursued by China and Russia stunt economic growth in Africa, threaten the financial independence of African nations, inhibit opportunities for U.S. investment, interfere with U.S. military operations, and pose a significant threat to U.S. national security interests.
Bolton laid out that new strategy at the Heritage Foundation. Look for the latest on this story on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. This is VOA News. A Russian woman accused of being a secret agent admitted Thursday that she conspired to infiltrate the American gun rights movement